Welcome back, guys, to a segment that, and you always hear me say, this is my favorite of the week. We just previewed the entire slate of games, but we bring on not one but two guests for the Honorary Captain of the Week segment. I'm in South Florida, like you hear, Kevin Marshall, all the way up in Montana. This guy, our Honorary Captain, Normal, Illinois. He's a wide receiver for the Illinois State Redbirds, Eddie Casper. Eddie, you guys play Murray State this week. I'm catching you in the middle of your game week as you guys prep and prepare to take on the Racers. So for all of that, thank you so much for taking time out of your week to hop on, chop it up with FCS Nation, and give Redbird fans an opportunity to learn about who's underneath that bucket. Thanks so much, Eddie.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
And Ryan Kramer, managing partner of the Kramer Network office up there in Chicagoland. Ryan, you are an FOS, a friend of the show. This is not your first rodeo. Sir, you as well. Busy week. Thank you so much for hopping on again, just like I told Eddie, and chopping it up with us and giving Illinois State fans a chance to learn a little bit more about who Mr. Casper is. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it, Stone. Excited to be here as well.
Ryan, it is your guys's third season competing for a Lemon Trophy, trying to raise enough money for kids who need it, for kids who are fighting cancer, the damn disease that we'll dive a little deeper into the foundation that we're all fighting for and representing, all three of us here on this interview right now. Third season fighting for the cause, Ryan. How cool does it feel to watch this thing grow from, at the very first season, 12 schools, 12 offices? Now we sit right around that 17, 18, 19. And it's only going to grow from here, but how cool is it to see this is working, this is raising money, and this is ultimately changing families' lives?
Yeah, that's the word. It is really cool, Stone. You know, great idea from our corporate office, Northwestern Mutual, up in Milwaukee, our ringleader of the managing partners, Chris Schinkel, up there in South Dakota, you know, put their heads together, came up with this idea. We're on a lot of campuses. We're on campuses all over the country, of course, but, you know, we have some great FCS campuses that we're tied to, of course, with us, it's Illinois State. And what a way to bring a big, large, great, you know, national financial services company together with a large children's cancer research initiative and Alex Lemonade Stand, and then partner with some awesome athletes that are not only great athletes and you see them on the field, but they're great students, they're great men, they're just fun to work with. And I couldn't, you know, think of a better pairing of all three of those things, and then add you guys as a fourth, and you guys are really helping bring us together and getting the word out. So we appreciate you guys as well.
It's pretty cool, and I think the word that I would use besides cool is unique. I think what we're doing here doesn't exist in the FCS landscape, and that's something that I personally, I know my co-host Kevin Marshall does, and I think for our alumni list, guys like Efton Chisholm and David Walker, who are competing for Lombardi trophies now, and trust me, that list is long. Gray Zabel, North Dakota State, who now is a starting left guard for the Seattle Seahawks. These guys, they hang their hat on being honorary captains, and this being something that they were a part of. And I think for you, Eddie, I always ask honorary captains this because it helps with perspective. And I like to pick your guys' brain as you guys are still going through school and the grind that is college football at this very moment. The NIL partnership that we are in the midst of right now, it's different than most out there. I can guarantee you for a fact it doesn't exist in the FCS, and you see these, you know, big dollar amounts in the FBS. You talk time and time again about Ohio State, and you even hear the gross phrase buying rosters and whatnot. And when NIL is involved, there's not much that the athletes do that is front-facing when you're out in the community. Is this also how you see it?
Yeah, I mean, I would say in the FCS, we have the purest form of NIL. The FBS, the NIL's kind of gone. It's pay to play there. Here, it's not pay to play. It's NIL. It's helping the student athletes in any ways possible. That's kind of how I've understood it. And I have obviously lots of friends up at the FBS level and guys who have left for that level and guys who have left to go to other FCS schools. And I just really, I mean, I think NIL in the FCS realm, especially things like this, are perfect. Exactly what's needed to keep the kids around and to keep the excitement building for future FCS prospects coming in.
Yeah, and you talked about the purest form of NIL. The FCS is the purest form of football. I don't think there's an argument for that. And I know that quote right there is going to make a lot of people happy. I back that. I'm behind that all the way. Northwestern Mutual and FCS Nation, we're teaming up to help raise funds for Alex Lemonade Stand Foundation. Each player like Mr. Eddie Casper is dedicating their entire season to help kids with cancer. And you guys can help. And we will get to the call to action portion because I don't do it now because I want you guys to fall in love with Eddie. It'll further further give you a reason to donate to the cause and find out more who he is representing. But Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation, you guys have had ties, Ryan, for a while. Alex's ALSF and Northwestern Mutual. Kind of talk about how you've seen that grow throughout the years and to watch the arms and legs just kind of branch out and now they find themselves in a college football landscape. Did you ever think it would get here? That's pretty cool.
Not when it first started, no. I really didn't know where they're going with it. I do remember years ago, probably 12, 13, 14 years ago, Northwestern Mutual was working on one big place to donate from the foundation. Of course, they give money to a lot of different places, both nationally and then locally up there in Milwaukee. And our offices here in Chicagoland and all across the country have plenty of places we like to give money and support local causes. But they were really trying to come up with one big place that they can rally around. And childhood cancer hit. I mean, we do financial services. We help people, protect their money, grow their money, financial security types of insurances. And couldn't think of a better place to help raise money for than kids that really can't fight for themselves, meaning they can they fight like heck, when they get these nasty diseases and these cancers and different things. But it stinks because they don't always know what's going on. They don't know why it's happening. And the amount of money that Northwestern Alex's has raised over all these years is getting to be some large dollar amounts. And it's really making a difference. Like you said, it is absolutely making a difference, not only nationally, but locally. And, what we always think about is how can we continue to give back? And we're just so fortunate that Northwestern decided on this particular cause. And the Alex's team has been unbelievable to work with over the years. So it's been a great hit, home run.
I love it. Home run. That's very accurate. I'm actually going to steal that from you and start using it because I talked about earlier when we got rolling that this was just the beginning in season three. And in year one, just under $50,000 was raised between all of our honorary captains together. And then in year two, nearly $70,000. So over $100,000 raised for battling childhood cancer. In my opinion, guys, it's pretty damn cool. Ryan, why Eddie? Why did he fit the mold? Why is he a good representation of everything that the Cramer Network office up there in Chicagoland do? Why is he a good representation of Illinois State, that football team? And why is he a good representation for a cause like this?
Yeah, great question, Stone. And we've done this a couple years in a row. Like you mentioned, this is our third year. We've had two great honorees, co-captains prior to this, Dan Sabowicz last year, as well as Zach Anakstad the year before. And quite frankly, I go to the athletic team, Coach Spack, Dr. Beggs, Paul Cabies, and their group, Nathaniel Smith, Brendan White. These guys have been so helpful. But I asked them, okay, we got a lot of great players and coming back from the year before. And doesn't always have to be the quarterback or the best player, but who's a recognizable player? So, first of all, good on the field, but more importantly, good off the field. And when I got the chance to talk to that group about Eddie, pretty unanimously, they all said he's a great kid. And from this area, so I'm sitting up here right now in Downers Grove, Illinois, and he's from the Wheaton area. And so that's also kind of a fun thing when you get a kid from the area as well, and where our offices are up in Chicago. And they just said so many good things about him, and good in the classroom, which is also important. And then when I got a chance to talk to Eddie live, I mean, it was a natural fit, and we're super happy that he's our pick for this year.
Eddie, Ryan mentioned you being local, and that does play a part in this because I think you more so, and there are a few guys on the roster, of course, that are local, but have a grip and a finger on the pulse of Redbird Nation. There was a quote dropped, I think, by Mr. Chris Shankle himself when it was Aiden Bauman's turn to be our honorary captain of the week, quarterback signal caller for South Dakota and the Yotes. He said, "Watching fandom turn into real impact." I pulled that quote. I try my best to say it every week. It's just fantastic stuff. And you being a local guy, kind of what does that mean to you?
Well, I mean, obviously, it means a lot coming from a local company like that. Well, a local segment of a company like that, I should say, that's this caliber and size, to recognize me and want me to be the one, kind of the face of it, especially and also the face of Illinois State football in this project. So, I mean, I'm just just super honored that I get the opportunity to do this and to raise money for a cause of this manner. So yeah.
And what's it going to take, do you think, for you to get things rolling? Obviously, not where you want to be with on the money count and on the chart with all 17, 18 athletes, but you're going to get there. I know that to be a fact. You have a very boisterous fan base, and you guys are one of the top ball clubs in the country, just to put it bluntly. You guys contend each and every year in the SEC of the FCS, the toughest conference that there is. And what's it going to take? Is it going to be you kind of getting out and about in the community? Is it going to be a collaborative effort between everybody for you guys to become contenders in this thing? What would kind of be your call out to Redbird Nation right now as we stand?
I mean, yeah, we're just getting started with this. Just got everything going in the last week or so. But yeah, I just getting out, talking to fans, talking to the community. I like to, obviously, I'm active on social media. I have been a little less recently with the season, obviously, but I get out there. My fan base outside of like Illinois statewide is a lot of younger kids because I make videos for route running and stuff like that. But here we have an awesome fan base. Normal, Illinois, great place. Tons of people show out to all our games. So yeah, just getting it promoted on social media. Going to, I mean, shoot, walking around campus, trying
Right.
to get some kids. I mean, it's probably not the best thing because college kids and money don't go along too well. But you know, stopping by the tailgates, stopping by stuff like that, just trying to get the word out there for this cause. And obviously we'll get going with that in the next week or so and get the ball rolling.
Yeah, you guys go follow Eddie on all of the social media platforms. You can find him on Instagram at eddie.casper1 and on Twitter at Eddie Casper 13, the number that he rocks and the number that you see all the time. Ryan, he talked about getting on campus and showing a little bit of face and kind of going and having a chance to talk to students, not only about what Eddie's doing, but about what you guys do. Why is it important to you guys that you create a bigger footprint in Normal on that campus with all of this?
Yeah, good question, Stone. We like Eddie said, Normal, Illinois is a great place. I'm an alumni, so obviously I'm biased, but spent 4 years there in school and 8 years after, and it is a great place to live, a great place to raise a family, and they are you know, Redbird crazy, right? So they're big fans of all their sports there in town. They do show up, like Eddie said, and this is a great opportunity for them to learn more. So like Eddie said, we're just getting this going. You're going to see a lot of posts from Northwestern Mutual Chicagoland over the next few weeks. You're going to see quite a bit from Eddie's. And we're going to show everybody how they can raise some money. And it's pretty easy. You know, Northwestern Corps will donate $10 for every time they get a little picture with a lemon on top of their head for the Lemon Top Challenge. And they just post it to the right place, hashtag go Redbirds. And Eddie will be doing that as well. We'll be at a tailgate coming up on the 18th, and we'll have some availability for people to stop by there as well. And you'll just see quite a bit more. But it's just a great opportunity because there's just such good people in Normal, as you said, in Central Illinois and all over the place. And they're going to find out more about Eddie, more about this opportunity, more about childhood cancer, more about Northwestern Mutual and how it all fits together. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Love it. Speaking like a poet there, Mr. Ryan Kramer again checking in, having a talk with the wide receiver for Illinois State, Eddie Casper, and the managing partner up there in Chicagoland at the Kramer Network office, Mr. Ryan Kramer himself. Eddie, let's talk a little bit of ball here. You guys are 3-2 on the season. Good wins, tough losses. You guys go down south, if I am speaking to where you guys are in Normal, taking on Murray State. How's prep been for them this week? I'm saying this, trying not to laugh, but are you taking them seriously? Is this a game that you guys just take one step at a time? I know SPAC is not somebody you want to mess with, and you won't appreciate me saying that, so I'm kind of doing it on purpose. But how's prep been for the Racers?
I mean, shoot, as you said earlier, Missouri Valley is you know, the SEC of the FBS. I or FCS. I would go and call it the Big Ten of the SCS now. Because it's SEC is not what it was. And it's hard-nosed football.
Yeah.
You don't see anything like the defenses here. It doesn't matter who you're playing. It's no fun to play on the road in the Missouri Valley, no matter who you're playing, whether you're going to Terre Haute or SIU, I mean, anywhere. It's a road game's a road game here. And going down there, it's going to be hard. Long bus ride down. They're great football team, really well coached. Defensively, they've got some guys that fly around, especially in the secondary, and they got a couple good defensive linemen. We're going to have to really work at it. We're obviously taking them seriously as you like to do every week as a football team. Practice is going good. We're just kind of rolling along right now and get in, watch some more film tonight, and just get going, get ready.
You talked about that Murray State secondary. To say they do a bunch of funky things is an understatement. I think they like to throw a bunch of different looks at you. It's all multiple coverage stuff. But somebody that you guys have to combat that, Mr. Tommy Rittenhouse. I want to talk about him for a second. I played quarterback in the Missouri Valley as well, so I appreciate guys who can spin the rock. Talk about your relationship with Tommy and kind of what makes him so good. I think that's something that, in the FCS, as far as media goes, whether it's media coverage, social media, I don't think the FCS has the spotlight that it deserves, that it should have shown on it. And I think having a chance to talk to some of the impact players on huge teams like you, Eddie Casper, it gives Redbird fans an opportunity to learn more about who else is on that roster. And one of the guys who I think is just a gold tier quarterback, he's arguably the best in all of the subdivision, is Tommy Rittenhouse. Talk about what makes him so good.
Tommy's awesome. I mean, if anybody's watched the Murray State game from last year and watched him play, the kid plays harder than anybody out there. He leaves his body on the line every game. Every game you're carrying him to the locker room. He can barely move. That's how Tommy plays football. And it's really awesome. I love the kid. I went to Wheaton Academy, obviously, up in Chicago, and he was a St. Francis guy. We hate each other. I didn't know him very well, so I hated him. Just by word in high school. But obviously came here. I was like, this kid is super cool. I want to be this guy's friend, and I want to be this guy's friend because he's gonna throw me the football. And it's turned out great. I live right across from him. I'm always running over, go talk to him, find out stuff about whatever he's seeing at the defense for that week. But he's so special. His legs, the kid's fast. The kid is unbelievably fast. You wouldn't expect it, but he takes off and you're just like, all right, see you later. I can't catch him. There's not a lot of guys that can catch him. But he's super smart. He's been in the system with Coach Peterson. They're like bread and butter together, so they know what's gonna come. It's super special being able to play for this at this time period for Redbird football with him at the helm.
Preach, preach, preach. I know Tommy himself would appreciate that. And I love when quarterbacks and receivers talk about each other because the relationship is special. It's different, right? You're throwing an oval ball 60, 70 miles an hour at each other for years on end, and you create a bond. And I know you live with other receivers off campus, and just the relationship that, offensive skill players have. I think it's one of the coolest things. We're not down in the trenches getting sweaty and headbutting each other. What, 70, 75 snaps are taken in a game. So half of that, right? You're just not doing that. The relationship's a little different. Well, good luck the rest of the way. Youngstown State after Murray State. Then you're traveling to Vermillion to take on South Dakota. Come back home, take on a Northern Iowa team. And you got to go to Indiana State, an awkward place to play sometimes. And then the most awkward of them all, I think, Brookings, South Dakota. And then you guys host this team, Southern Illinois. So good luck against those guys. I will actually prop. I'll be on site the week prior, so I might stay in Illinois to check that out. So good luck the rest of the way, and I will be seeing you. Listen, Ryan, there was something that you had mentioned that I think segues me nicely into something that I think is really cool to shine a spotlight on. You talked about how good Eddie is in the classroom, and that parlays with a lot of the people that you guys have brought in through your internship program. I think there's a stat, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but 1 in 5 of Northwestern Mutual's advisors are former athletes, former college athletes, some of them. And it's like I talked about Tommy Rittenhouse being a gold tier quarterback. You guys' internship is absolutely gold tier, top 100 for decades upon decades, over 2 decades now to be exact. It's something that I think, like I said, is cool to shine a spotlight on. But how big is this for you guys, especially with kids on a college campus and Eddie Casper's classmates and teammates also listening and hearing this? Can you kind of put this thing on a pedestal because it sits there and it's just that damn good?
Absolutely. I got to back up for 1 second, though, and just give a little bit of my football thoughts here. So I have Just looking at the schedule, we got two losses at number six in the FBS, Oklahoma, undefeated Oklahoma, and hung with them for a bit of that game. And then a tough loss to the number one FCS, North Dakota State. So obviously, two really, really good teams. I would just watch out for a run. I see a several game winning streak coming up. Again, this isn't Eddie and this isn't Coach Pack. This is a fan saying a bunch of wins are going to come. And I think by the time they get up to Brookings, it'll be two top five teams battling it out. And that'll be a fun one to watch with Southern right after, another top 10 team. So it'll get real fun down the stretch. So
No,
again, that's just one fan.
but no, but it's not just a fan, actually. You bring up a good point here because me not giving you the floor, I should be ashamed of myself. But listen, you've had a chance with Zach Anikstad, Daniel Sapkowitz, and now Eddie Casper to almost be engulfed in the football program and to kind of learn the ins and the outs. You talked about your relationship with SPAC and a lot of the other coaches on that staff. How cool is that? And how much more invested in this thing are you because of the relationships that you've built? And how much bigger of a fan have you found yourself already more than you were of this Redbirds football team?
Yeah, I'm certainly a loyal guy. So, any high school, Monroe Forsyth, college, Illinois State, I'm always going to be a fan of and have some loyalty to those schools. But I've gotten a chance to be on campus quite a bit. The athletic directors and team, I mean, they've just been awesome. So Coach Peden, over in basketball, they've been so welcoming. Obviously, they want to keep alumni happy and donating, and we've done some of that over the years, but at a different level of kindness, a different level of inclusion. So that part's been really great. And just a fan of sports, I follow the team, regardless, but it does make it a lot more fun when some of the players, when the coaches, when the athletic staff, and you get to see the inner workings of what it really is like. Not day to day, of course, but from a high level. So that's been a lot of fun. So no, thanks for pointing that out. And that part has been absolutely interesting to see and really does help my fandom from that standpoint. So I do follow a little closer than maybe the average alumni from that standpoint. But I want to get back to your question on the internship. The internship is outstanding. I was fortunate to be a financial advisor intern with Northwestern Mutual all the way back in 1998, right before I graduated. Yeah, that dates me.
Eddie.
You can do some math on that
I'm
real quick.
trying.
Yeah, 5-0, really close. But it's fantastic. A lot of our current managing partners, managing directors, top advisors, staff, all had a chance to do the internship, and it's cool because it is a coast-to-coast internship. There's different parts to the internship. Obviously, there's a big sales component, but there's a couple other internships that are available, just depending on the office and what part of the country you're in. So it is great for us because student athletes have a lot of the things we're looking for. Certainly, their discipline. They have to manage their time well. I don't think a lot of outsiders who don't have either friends or kids or whoever have played Division One or two or three, any kind of college sport, understands how much they have to do of practice, travel. Eddie just talked about what time you guys getting home this, which will be Sunday morning after the Saturday night. Yeah, early.
Late.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to say. The bus will be rolling in super early on Sunday morning
The sun
from a
will almost
six
be
o'clock.
coming up.
Yeah, from a 6 p.m. Eastern time game. It's a lot. And then to keep your grades on top of that and everything else that goes with it, those types of characteristics have led lots and lots and lots of former college athletic athletes to great roles within inside Northwestern Mutual, all over the country, no doubt about it, and all kinds of different other countries or companies as well. But we've really fostered those relationships at those schools, and we've really had a lot of luck and a lot of growth from those type students. And it's part of the reason that we like to be on campus as well, just because we know there's so many great kids on these campuses, and we want to give them a shot for the right ones in the right spots in the right roles, and we're very open to it. So I'm glad you pointed that out. So thanks for bringing that up.
Of course, of course. And before I turn it over to Eddie, If you were listening closely, Ryan just told us that he's almost 50 years old. But let me tell you what I'm looking at, guys. Ryan has a beautiful head of hair. Eddie does not. I am bald. I'm 27 years old and don't have hair. So for me, ooh, in 1988, when you were an intern in Northwestern Mutual, I take it all back because when I said that and I looked at you, I'm like, this guy has product in his hair. It's combed to the side. He looks better than I do. This is so I'm taking all of that back. Seriously, Eddie, listen. If I were to give you the microphone, and I love asking honorary captains this question, if I were to give you the microphone in an auditorium to talk to all of your teammates, all of your classmates, you just heard Ryan talk about how busy college athletes are, but there aren't just college athletes, and there are college students listening to this, right? Who are fans and friends of you who are about to embark on a journey that a lot of them aren't prepared for, and a lot of them are prepared for. Either side of the boat, young men, young women as well. Kind of what would you say to them as to how important an internship is and kind of why they should attack it, approach it, ask the questions, whether it be Northwestern Mutual or not, kind of what would you say to your students and teammates?
Well, it's your opportunity to get your feet wet in something that maybe you want to do, something you have the opportunity to do. Obviously, a lot of us, we're young, we don't know exactly what we want to do, or we might know what we want to do. And then obviously, we do an internship, we don't like it, we love it, something like that. So, having an opportunity to do an internship, something with Northwestern Mutual, especially, it's a really good thing. It's something you can see kind of what the rest of your career will look like in a way. If you want to be an in-office worker, out of office, if you want to be, I don't know, if you thought going something with biology, like wildlife stuff, if you wanted to be outside, if you want a job that's a desk job, just it's a different way just to kind of figure out where you want to be for the rest of your life, kind of in that way, what you want to do passion-wise. And if your true passion is in helping people in whatever way possible it is, or helping yourself, or yeah. So I would say being a college student, obviously with me, I want to get into coaching. That's kind of my thing. And I've gotten the opportunity to intern here with my coaches and work with them with camps. And you know, that's one of those things that really opened my eyes. I'm like, yeah, this is definitely something that I want to do. And you know, going a similar route, if you wanted to go into the financial side, this is obviously a wonderful opportunity to do that and pursue it and see if it is what you think it is and what you want to do.
Beautiful stuff right there, Eddie. Hey, listen, there are times where athletes are on this show and you realize listening why the hell they're on the show. Eddie, I think it's apparent to every single person listening right now why it is that Ryan and everybody up there in Chicagoland in that area picked you to represent not only us, but your school and Northwestern Mutual as a whole in this partnership and this initiative. It's cool. You've said a lot of good things that I think will stick with a lot of people. There are nuggets just all over the floor that people can pick up. Free game from Eddie Casper, Illinois State wide receiver. You talked about helping people, but now it's time for Redbirds to help you out, Eddie. Very simple to do that, folks. FCSNationRadio.com on the right-hand side of the screen. Alex Lemonade Stand has its own wing of the website dedicated to all of our honorary captains. You can click donate, pledge, check the standings. You can see all 17, 18, 19 of the athletes that we currently have, and you can donate to them. And if you're not in the spot financially to do so, like Ryan shouted out earlier, hashtag lemon top challenge. All you're gonna do, you got lemons in the fridge right now. Go into your refrigerator, put a lemon on your head. You can cheat, you can not cheat. I'm bald, so it's a little easier. Well, I mean, no, I'm bald, so it's a little harder, I meant. But take a picture of yourself, post it on any social media platform. Hashtag Lemon Top Challenge, tag Northwestern Mutual at NM Financial, tag Alex's Lemonade Stand at Alex's Lemonade, and hashtag Go Redbirds. Of course, you need to tag Eddie Casper 13 on Twitter or Eddie.Casper1 on Instagram. $10 is donated to the cause. That right there is how you get it done, folks. And that right there was the honorary captain of the week. Eddie, I will start with you. Cannot thank you enough. You travel down south. Illinois State is going to beat up on Murray State. Thank you so much for taking time out of your week to hop on and chop it up with us, sir.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This has been awesome.
And to Ryan Kramer, managing partner, Chicagoland area, up in the Kramer Network office, the man with the plan, the bona fide friend of the show. He's been on this thing three times, not his first rodeo, sir. Thank you so much. And now that we finally got Eddie into the mix, I know Illinois State is going to just continue to trend upward. So I appreciate you for all that you do.
Yeah, thanks, Stone. Appreciate it. You guys are great, and you guys are really helping across the country. You can't imagine how much. What you guys do and pumping these shows out all across the country with all the different schools, what that really means. And As you said, thanks to Eddie. I know Eddie's got a great rest of the season in front of him, and they'll do great. And he's going to help out raising some money. And thanks for pointing out those different ways to go on and pledge some money or have Northwestern do it for you.
Of course, or you can go to social media and find that Northwestern Mutual Chicagoland office. They have pages as well. How many games are they ripping off, Ryan? Illinois State? What did you say? Seven?
Six, seven, eight in a row coming up. Yeah, watch out.
Let's do that. It starts with one, Murray State. And on the other side, we're going to pick that game, folks. It's the pick segment. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you right now, I got Illinois State a lot to a little. Like I said, the pick segment on the other side. But for right now, you're listening to my voice at FCS Nation Radio on the Palmetto Radio Network. Thanks so much. See you on the other side.
You're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network.